Shalom to all. Today we're on Mizrach Zavos Parakei Mishnah and Mishnah Hey. And today's Mishnah is being learned B'schos Asrbas Rachel Shishi B'zayich Refarin Rezivik Hagon Bikhar of Mamish. And we continue discussing the number 10 and what we can learn from it. Asar Nisim Naslav Vesinu Mitzrayim Vasar Alayam. There were 10 Nisim that were done to our forefathers in Mitzrayim and 10 by the sea. These 10 Nisim is that in the 10 Makas Hashem differentiated and separated between the Yidden and the Mitzrayim. So that's our 10 Nisim in Mitzrayim. The 10 by the sea is that the water split. The water then gathered together and formed walls. The seabed became completely dry. The ground under the Mitzrayim became like mud and cement. The water itself that formed walls wasn't just one block. It actually formed itself into stones and bricks. The water the Mitzrayim were in became hard like rock as a punishment for them. The water itself also split into 12 paths. The water was so clear that the Yidden could see each other. Also, if a Yid was thirsty, a spout of water came from the hardened walls. It was delicious and drinkable. And finally, once the Yid's thirst was quenched, the water automatically congealed again even before hitting the ground. The Mishnah continues, Esar Makas Hashem brought 10 makos on the Mitzrayim in Mitzrayim and 10 makos on the Mitzrayim in the sea. Now, we don't know specifically what those are, but we learn them from the following psukim. We have a number of words in Az Yashir, Rama Vayam, Yara Vayam, Tuba'u, Tahaymas Yechasyumu, Yardim Tzaylois, Tirat Oyev, Taros Kamecha, Yechalema Kakash, Kisama Yam, and Saluka Yferes. Those referencing the 10 makos they experienced at the Yamsof. And the Mishnah continues, Asar Nisyanes Nisu Aveseinu as Hamakon Baruch Bamidbar, our forefathers tested Hashem with 10 tests in the Midbar. Shemar the pasuk says, and they tested me these 10 times and they didn't listen to my voice. What are these 10 tests? So before Kriyas Yamsuf, they complained about the Mitzrayim chasing them and that maybe it would have been better not to have left Mitzrayim. After Kriyas Yamsuf, for the remaining 9, in Mar, they complained about no water to drink. In Refidim, they had the same complaint. Then some gathered mun on Shabbos and some left mun over for the next day, even though they were told not to. Then they complained about wanting meat twice. Then there was complainers in Tavera, and finally we had the Meraglim. On to Mishnah Hey, Asar Nisim Nasul Avesenu Beis HaMikdash. There were 10 Nisim that happened in the Beis HaMikdash, and since these aren't based off of Psukim, the Mishnah lists them. Number 1 is Lei Pila Isha Meirech B'Sahar Kodesh. A woman never miscarried from the aroma of the holy meat. We know that if a woman's pregnant and she smells something and has a desire for it, it actually could be dangerous for her if she doesn't eat it. She could loyalenu miscarry, and there's always meat on the Mizbeach roasting. A lot of it is something that she can't eat. A carbon oil has to be totally burned. There was other karbanos that were burning that were only for the kehanim and not for women, and the nace was that women never miscarried because of this aroma. Number 2 is Lo Yisriach B'Sar HaKadosh Me'olam. The meat never spoiled. Many times there was such a high volume of karbanos being brought in the Beis HaMikdash that it could take 2 or 3 days until meat was actually put on the Mizbeach and burned because there simply wasn't any space, and the nace is that it never spoiled. Number 3, V'Lo Nir Zvov Beis HaMitbachayim. In the Beis HaMitbachayim, a fly was never seen. Beis HaMitbachayim is like the word mitbach, which is a modern day for kitchen. In the Beis HaMikdash, in the Azara, towards the right of the Mizbeach, that's Safa and that's north, that's where the Beis HaMitbachayim was. It's where all the karbanos were flayed and cut into pieces and organized before they were put on the Mizbeach or roasted or whatever was done with them. And even though there was a lot of raw meat and blood and animals, a fly was never seen there. Number 4, V'loy era keri l'kohen gadol b'yom kippurim. The kohen gadol never saw keri yom kippur night. Number 5, V'loy kibu gisham eishal atzei merocha. When it rained during the winter, the rain never extinguished the fire which was on the Mizbeach. Remember, when the Mizbeach was out in the open, there was no roof over it, and the rain never extinguished that fire. Number 6, the pillar of smoke that went up from the Mizbeach was never dispersed by the wind. It always went straight up. Next one is, a psul was never found in the carbon omer, in the shtei lechem, which was brought on Shavuos, and in the lechem aponim, which was every single week in the Beis HaMikdash. The next one refers to when they were oile regel by the shalosh regalim, when they were standing in the Azara, they were crammed together. That's what tzfufim is. It was so packed. You couldn't move a muscle, but then when they had to bow down because they heard Shem Hashem, plenty of space for them to bow down, and that's obviously a nace. Next one is Loi Hizik Nachash V'Akrav Yerushalayim Me'olam. Snakes and scorpions never damaged anyone in Yerushalayim. And lastly, Loi Amar Adam L'Chaveroi, a person never told his friend, Tzar Li Amakam Sha'alam Yerushalayim. It's too tight for me. It's uncomfortable for me to be in Yerushalayim. Some explain that this is referring to the Oile Regalim. When they came up, everyone would be in Yerushalayim, and it obviously was jam packed with hundreds of thousands of Yidden there, and still no one said, that's too much for me, I have to leave. According to others, it refers to people who lived in Yerushalayim, that there was always Parnassah for them, and no one ever said, I can't live in Yerushalayim, it's too much, it's too hard, I have to move out for Parnassah purposes. The nace is that everyone stayed. We're going to stop here for the day and pick up tomorrow with Mishnah Vav and Zion with more discussions of the number 10 and on to the number 7. For now, everyone should have a wonderful day.